Track 301.
This audio tour of the Scrimshaw Gallery is meant as an accompaniment to your browsing. There are too many pieces to highlight them all, but following along generally clockwise around the spaces will give you an enjoyable experience. The New Bedford Whaling Museum holds the largest and best collection of whalemen's scrimshaw in the world. Every sort of scrimshaw is represented, including utilitarian objects like bodkins, fids, rulers, pulleys, rolling pins, boxes, watch stands, and furniture. All of these are on exhibit here, including the classic engraved sperm whale teeth and walrus tusks, engraved baleen busks and ditty boxes, pie crimpers, canes, dippers, swifts, and engraved panbone plaques. Scrimshaw had no market value at the time of its creation, but since it has grown to be very collectible, especially in the years after President John F. Kennedy's fondness for the art form became general public knowledge in the early 1960s. Scrimshaw was the occupational art of the whaleman, created on shipboard from materials obtained in the whale fishery. Materials include ivory sperm whale teeth, baleen, whale skeletal bone, ivory walrus tusks, exotic woods from all around the world, including ebony and many species of palm, seashells, including mother of pearl, tortoise shell, shark vertebrae, coconut shells, and other materials. 19th century whalemen used a variety of tools, including knives, sail needles, files, saws, and lathes, to either engrave, turn, or build the wide array of materials, making objects both useful and decorative. Pieces were made both for themselves as souvenirs of their exploits or as gifts to shipmates, friends, family, and respected members of the community back home. For pigments, they used primarily pine tar, writing inks, sealing wax, and possibly lamp black or a similar sooty, oily black substance.